You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Is presented to you by Progressive Insurance. NC State won their fifth game in 5 days on Sunday to win the ACC championship. The performance of the week is brought to you by Skechers Footwear, stylish comfort for men, women, and children. NC State Athletic Director Boo Corrigan joins us now. Boo, you were the first person we thought of when we saw that clock hit zero. NC State goes 5 wins in 5 days. Literally historic. Takes home that ACC tourney. Your emotions a day later, Boo. Have you come down yet?
You know, no, I haven't, and we're going to enjoy it, right? I mean, Jimmy B said a long time ago, if you laugh, if you cry, and if you think it's a pretty good day, I can assure you we did all those things on Saturday. You know, before the game, during the game, and after the game, all three of those things happened, and it was just a remarkable thing with Coach Keats and the players and seeing them leave everything they had, you know, on the floor. It was a magical run.
Yeah, so for people who don't know, Boo Corrigan's dad is a legendary. Gene Corrigan was the athletic director of Washington and Lee, UVA, Notre Dame. Let me know if I'm leaving something out here. ACC commissioner. We wish he was still the NCAA president. So you're a college lifer. Literally a college lifer. So you of all people can put into perspective that historic run. How hard is it to go and do what your Wolfpack just did on Saturday and go 5-5, win the ACC, and now you're in the NCAA tournament?
The first thing is I'm just trying not to screw up his legacy is what I'm doing. But you think about it, you know, it's only happened one other time. And I think it was Connecticut, maybe in 10.
2011.
Maybe 11, when they did it. But, you know, think about the emotions of one playing in an ACC tournament, right? And then you're doing that coming off as a number 10 seed. And then you play a really close game against Louisville, right? And then you got Syracuse. And then you play Duke. And then, oh, by the way, the reward is to play in the semifinals against Virginia. You know, and just the ability to continue to get up game after game and physically get up. But, you know, just as much, Ian, and you know this, it's the emotional aspect of it, right? It's the mental toughness and what they did and, you know, the confidence they had getting behind late against Virginia. I think it was 7 points with 4 minutes and 5 points with a minute and a half to not quit. I mean, it's easy at that point to say, holy cow, I'm really tired, and we never did. And then to come back against Carolina was really special.
Boo Corrigan, athletic director, NC State Wolfpack, joining us here. And Boo, man, when it comes to your squad, let's start with the DJs, right? And start with DJ Horn. He's from Raleigh, right? Then he went to, I can't remember the smaller school, then Arizona State, and came home because he wanted to win at home. And he's the one that kind of came up with the why not us before the ACC tournament began. If you can describe what you have first in DJ Horn, and then also in the big fella. I love me some DJ Burns. That dude, he's underrated, man. I mean, my gosh. So if you can, just describe, start with DJ Horn and then to Burns and what you have in that leadership.
Well, the one thing that you have, and you can see it when they play, is pure joy of the game, right? And they love to play, and they're having fun, and they celebrate each other, and they're a part of it. But, you know, DJ Horn, you know, from the 919, thrilled to be back. I believe it was Illinois State.
There you go.
Where he started off in the ability to come back to Raleigh and play with the emotion, you know, that he plays with. And, you know, he was talking about, you know, the overtime game against Virginia. And one of the questions that he was asking the postgame press conference was, did you want the ball? He said, that's winning time. So you got a guy in DJ Horn that wants the ball in those critical moments. And, you know, DJ Byrne is, I don't know that he's one of one, right? But you watch a lot of college basketball, as I know you do and I do. Not a lot of back-to-the-basket guys anymore.
No.
And you see him, I think they call it the long post, is where he's getting the ball, where he's 15, 17 feet out. And, you know, you watch him the first time, and people are like, wow, he's really big. And then you watch him more and more, and I think the answer is he's got really good feet. He's got really good hands. He's got really good vision. And you know, he was just so, he's so big and strong. And, brother, is there anything better than a left-handed shot? It just looks a little prettier.
Great, yeah? A great passer.
Exactly. But, you know, it really is. But real fast, in addition to that, you got Casey Morsell that's been around. You got Mike O'Connell that's been around. You got Jaden Taylor that's coming in. You got Breon Pass. You got Mo Diarra, who's fasting during Ramadan, right? And just what that is. And, you know, it's just kind of remarkable when you think back on it. Whether I think we probably created some NC State, some Wolfpack fans in the last 5 days for sure.
There were a couple sitting in my living room, and my two kids, when they were watching this, to say the least, man. And Boo Corrigan, AD NC State, here with us on ESPN Radio here on Amber and Ian. And if you can sum up what a run like this, arguably the best run you guys have had, what, maybe since 83? What does that mean to a school, to a community?
Well, it's been, you know, this is not a point of pride, right? But it's been 37 years since we had won an ACC regular season championship or an ACC tournament championship. And, you know, our fan base has stayed with us, and they're committed to the young people in the program. And, you know, we've got such great tradition with, you know, arguably one of the best teams in the history of college basketball, David Thompson, 1974. Right. When you think about David Thompson and Monty Tau and Tom Burleson and beating UCLA in that championship, and with David, one of the top players in the history of college basketball, and then Jimmy V in 1983. And I don't know that he gets credit for coining the phrase survive in advance, but I think that was the moment that everyone came to, you know, part of the magic of the NCAA tournament, if you will. But, you know, it just means so much to this community and to the current team and staff and what they did, but the players before, right, in the pride and to see, you know, Julius Hodge, you know, weighing in on Twitter, although I'm not on Twitter, right? People are telling me, all these people that are weighing in on social media. It's just, it's a great thrill. And I can tell you one thing, man, Raleigh is painted red today.
I can't even fathom, and I wish I was right in the middle of it. Kevin Keats, your head coach. These aren't your words. These were reports. Like, you know what? He was on that hot seat. And then by winning the ACC title, going to the NCAA tournament, triggered a what in his contract? And I'm sure you will be beyond thrilled to sign.
He has a contract that extends a couple of years by winning the ACC tournament. Again, after 37 years, we're all thrilled by that and the job that he's done. And I don't know when it was the last time, Ian, that we went back-to-back years to the NCAA tournament, but excited about what he's done there. And you can see, you know, to galvanize, you know, 15 guys, to get together, to believe in each other, to win 5 games in a row, and regardless of anything else, you beat the number one seed, you beat the number two seed, you beat the number three seed, and in total, all 5 of those programs have won a national championship since the 2000s. So when you put it in that perspective, you know, Coach Keats did an incredible job, as did his staff, but you know, what a great job by Kevin, and we're all fired up to have him for a couple more years, for sure.
That's when you're going, you know what, to hell with it. Let's sign that sucker right here. I mean, let's just go right here in the locker room. Exactly. Let me go ahead and print that bad boy up. Here's your 2-year contract extension. You earned it, Coach, to say the least. Final question, Boo, and we greatly appreciate the time here on ESPN Radio. When it's been too long since we talked to you. What after the game, was it from the vine, the green, or maybe a nice slow 3-finger pour?
It was from the grapes, is what it was. And it was more, you know, brother. It was one of those. It wasn't a lot, but I'll tell you what, it was awful enjoyable.
We just kept
looking at each other like, did we just see what we think we saw? over and over again. And every time I said it, my nephew Patrick was with me, and he looked at me and said, "Champs." I'm like, "Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's a good day."
Having family around you after something like that, I guarantee you that vino tasted just a little bit better on the palate, to say the least. And you're not a coach. You don't have a 24-hour rule. You can enjoy this all the way up till tip against Texas Tech. Coach, hey, Boo.
Exactly right.
God bless you, man. It was a remarkable, remarkable run, and we can't thank you enough for returning here to ESPN Radio on Amber and Ian. Thank you, boss. Enjoy every bit of it.
You got it. Anytime.
You can tell, man, and Boo Corrigan, athletic director, NC State, here with us on ESPN Radio. Amber, just that tone of voice, how much that meant, not just to him personally, but to that program. I mean, it was the highlight of the weekend. It's something that we haven't seen only once before in the history of the game. Have we ever seen it in 2011 with UConn?
Yeah, and this felt more improbable than that. I mean, this
absolutely
was really – really something. And you're absolutely right. It was the highlight of the weekend. It was what everybody was talking about all weekend. A hell of a run there and a hell of a lot of momentum then going into the tournament. And there is something to be said about momentum when you're going into the madness. So don't sleep on that team. Coming up next here on Amber and Ian, don't sleep on us either. Rachel, she's going to reveal today's music theme. We have no guesses, but we've got to come up with a guess. Also, Ian is going to tell you why he loves himself a good cryptic tweet. That is next here on ESPN Radio.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Music Monday. On Amber and Ian.
So we have a theme with our music on Mondays. The theme is the mastermind of Rachel Robinson, our associate producer. She comes up with a theme for every show. She plays music that coincides with this theme throughout the show when we come into segments. And then we're supposed to guess the theme at the end of the show. And it's normally pretty topical. This one's tough. Rachel put them out on social media on the ESPN radio account if you want to interact there. But also, why don't you just quickly run through them and then Ian and I will see if we can come up with anything for this one.
All right. So the list, as you hear now, we're going to end with the Beatles. But we started with Adele, Rolling in the Deep, One Direction, Makes You Beautiful, Justin Bieber, Baby, Bob Marley, Three Little Birds, Shakira, Hips Don't Lie, Rolling Stones, I Can't Get No Satisfaction, and then finally, The Beatles, Come Together. All right.
I cheated during the break.
Oh, no. You can't cheat.
Hold on. I went and asked my wife, because she's a music aficionado. She loves everything from Sinatra to Pantera, right? So I went, help me out here. She looked at it, and she goes, I got no idea. Smoking weed. And I went, what? Smoking weed?
I don't know if you're smoking weed to Adele Rolling in the Deep. I got to be honest with you.
You're rolling in the deep.
Oh, there you go. Okay, roll, right? Got it. We're rolling
then,
it up.
What was the One Direction one again? Something about
what
being
makes
beautiful?
You beautiful?
Weed, right?
Justin Bieber, baby. I don't think that one fits the theme right now.
Right, but stop me. She had an answer. I don't remember her answer for baby, but she had an answer for every one of them. So
that's funny.
I don't think that's it. I'm going to go with artists that ain't from America.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's actually pretty darn good. I did not even think about that. You are right. I bet that's right. That's right? Are you confirming that's right?
That is correct.
Okay.
The studio audience approves.
Yes. Okay. This is the studio audience confirming that Ian now, right now, he's taking like a victory lap.
He's
bowing. He's placating to the studio audience.
You ever seen the movie The Mexican where Brad Pitt doesn't get duped and he shoots James Gandolfini, who was going to kill him? He's with Julia Roberts. And he finally goes, I didn't get beat. I win.
That's what you're doing?
That's what I'm doing.
That's what you're doing.
The Brad Pitt pose from The Mexican right there.
I was way off on this because the second you said it, then I'm looking at these artists and I'm like, oh, right. Yeah, quite literally none of them are from this country. So that makes sense. I was trying. Normally, when Rachel picks a theme, it has something to do with the topic du jour. It's topical. So I'm going down this rabbit hole. First, I thought that.
What does Bob Marley have to do with basketball?
Well, that's what I was trying to do.
Or Adele.
So I'm looking up the release dates of all of these damn songs because I'm like, they had to have been released in March. This is March Madness.
That would have been a very good one.
That's pretty good.
That would have been a very good one. We'll remember that for next year.
I tried to get you there. Also, I went down a rabbit hole because I knew the Adele album, and I think it's a Justin Bieber album, had numbers in them. So I'm like, are these all from albums that have numbers in them? Shakira's album also has a number in it from that album, but the rest of them did not. So that did not pan out. So I was going down like really deep dives here trying to figure this thing out. And apparently it was more simple than that.
You did as much work as everybody on the Kate Middleton conspiracies right now.
Oh my God, this Kate Middleton conspiracy. Rachel, it's so good. What's happening? So good. Where is she?
That might be next week's theme.
Wow. I personally love my wife's, you know, guess of Marahucci. So.
Right, that's the first place her mind went.
Right. Like, what are you talking about? I know Marley's on there, but give me something else.
Oh, that's classic. All right, so that's our music theme for tonight. I'm sure she will be stumping us again next week with another Music Monday theme. If you want to participate, again, ESPN Radio, you can find that on all your social media platforms at Ian Fitz ESPN, at Amber W Sports. Also, I want to remind you before we move on here to download the ESPN Tournament Challenge app, or you can go to ESPN.com. You click the link that's right there on the homepage. That's where you fill out your brackets. It's how you compete, and you can compete directly with us. We have an ESPN radio group where we're all competing against each other. We're also going to have an Amber and Ian group as well, so you can compete with us as a show. It's a lot of fun. Obviously, it's for the free. Go ahead, download the ESPN Tournament Challenge app. You love a good subtweet, Ian Fitzsimmons, and Stefon Diggs is on that subtweet train right now.
All right, James, you got him pulled up, brother, because, man, look, there's two things that I love and hate about social media when it comes to athletes, Amber. And one is I hate when an athlete is leaving a team or wants to leave a team or is unhappy with a team and wants a new contract. And what does he do, he or she? They act like a teenager, like their boyfriend or girlfriend dumped them, and I'm scrapping you from all my social media platforms. Now take that.
In fairness, it's highly effective because we talk about it every single time they do it.
But you and I make fun of it. That's something we agree on. Like, come on.
It's always seemed asinine to me, but I'm also not part. First of all, they're actually not that far removed from being teenagers, so there is that.
Good point.
And the message is sent. I think it's a silly way to send it,
awful.
Personally.
It's what they all do.
It's
ridiculous.
I don't really think of it as immature. It's just generational. It's just how they communicate. But back in my day, Ian, I'm old enough to remember when the greatest players subtweeted, when they put out the cryptic tweet. That's how we used to get the message across.
Well, I love the cryptic tweet now. LeBron James is a king. I mean, he is the best in the world. And I love the cryptic tweet. I'm all about it because it leads us to go, what's he mean? What's he doing? Here we go. Let's go down a deep rabbit hole, man, into the brain of tonight, Stefon Diggs, Buffalo Bills. So James Steele, his latest little, foray of tweets that we're trying to figure out are.
Oh, you! I'm gonna read the. Here we go. We needed some music there.
Like the music there.
Yeah.
We're setting the mood here Stefon Diggs subtweets.
Yeah, it's mysterious. That's what we're going for.
Come on, we got 2 minutes.
Got it.
He's a cryptic tweeter, I think, though. So 3 days ago, this is really what set Ian off was ready for whatever, but there's no H in whatever.
Okay. Right,
so did he leave the H out intentionally, or did he forget it? Is it cooler for whatever, or is it the Buffalo Bills Buffalo accent because they're close to Canada? I don't know. What? But I love this one. Ready for whatever. Is he ready for breakfast? Is he ready for,
whatever.
Or is he ready for a change of scenery? Ready for whatever. Without the H.
There's another one from 2 days ago. It just says, well. ...
Well, do I feel like wine or whiskey?
Wow.
Why do I feel well? Do I
well
feel up to going for a run?
Well,
do I feel like getting the hell out of Buffalo?
And
this guy's good.
Then that same day, he tweeted or quote tweeted someone who talked about the 4 years since he's been trained in Buffalo, where he ranks at games played first, receiving yards fourth, receptions first. And then his tweet was, in case there's some confusion, ...
Ooh, it's the ... that gets you every time.
Amber, this is a guy that tweeted his way out of Minnesota.
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of the best. He ain't LeBron, but he's climbing the ladder.
Well, at the best, it'd try to force his way out of places, but also it kind of just, at some point, maybe it's you, right? It's not you, it's me.
Well,
at some point, maybe it's you, Stefon, when this kind of ends up being a theme everywhere you go.